Your boss asks you to take on yet another project when you're already drowning. Your friend requests a favor that would derail your weekend plans. Your child demands something you know isn't right. In these moments, a knot forms in your stomach. Say yes and betray yourself. Say no and damage the relationship. It's a trap we fall into daily, believing we must choose between protecting ourselves and preserving connections. But what if this entire dilemma rests on a false premise? What if the most powerful no actually strengthens relationships rather than destroying them? The secret lies in a counterintuitive truth. An effective no isn't rooted in what you're against, it flows from what you're for. This simple insight transforms everything. When you say no to protect something you deeply value, you're not rejecting the other person. You're honoring yourself and, paradoxically, respecting them enough to be honest. This is the essence of the positive no, a three-part structure that affirms your values, establishes boundaries, and opens new possibilities. It's a marriage of language's two most fundamental words, bringing together yes for community and connection with no for individuality and protection. Why does saying no feel impossible? We're caught between exercising power to protect our interests and maintaining relationships to stay connected. This tension traps us in three destructive patterns. First, we accommodate, saying yes when everything screams no. An executive stayed silent about a $150 million deal he knew would fail, breeding resentment that poisoned both well-being and outcomes. Second, we attack, wielding power without concern for relationships. When a state government and corporation fought over a development project, their mutual attacks destroyed $50 million in value. Both won their arguments and lost everything that mattered. Third, we avoid, saying nothing, hoping problems disappear. Royal Dutch Shell executives avoided confronting misleading oil reserve reporting until the deception erupted publicly, destroying billions in shareholder value. Most of us cycle through all three: accommodate until resentment builds, explode in attack, feel guilty, retreat into avoidance, repeat. The way out isn't choosing between power and relationship, it's using both simultaneously through a positive no that follows a simple structure: yes, no, yes. Before saying no effectively, identify what you're saying yes to, the values and needs beneath your resistance. Our biggest obstacle isn't others, it's ourselves. We accommodate from fear, attack from anger, avoid from anxiety. The solution is going to the balcony, mentally stepping back before responding. A Japanese samurai master repeatedly ambushed his student with a wooden sword during daily activities. After months of being struck, the samurai learned to sense attacks before they landed. One day, finding another man with his wife and mother, rage flooded him. But his training kicked in. He paused and discovered the intruder was actually his son, returned from war. That pause saved three lives. To uncover your deeper yes, keep asking why. A manager refusing weekend work values time with her children. Why? To be present for their childhood. Why? Family connection gives her life meaning. Beneath everyday wants lie fundamental needs: safety, belonging, respect, meaning, and freedom. Anchoring your no in these bedrock needs creates unshakable power. Sharon Watkins, the Enron whistleblower, warned CEO Kenneth Lay about accounting fraud. Her warning went unheeded, and Enron collapsed. But her courage to say no to corruption was rooted in a deeper yes to integrity, worth more than career security. Saying no requires confidence, and confidence requires power, specifically the power to follow through if others don't respect boundaries. This means developing a plan B, your best alternative if the other person doesn't accept your no. Plan B transforms fear into confidence by ensuring you're not dependent on their cooperation. Joan's deteriorating marriage improved when she accepted separation as her plan B. Once she stopped needing her husband to change, she gained confidence to express needs without desperation. Her husband, sensing the difference, finally opened up. The marriage was saved not by demands, but by her willingness to walk away. After preparing to say no, prepare the other person to accept it. Most hear no as personal rejection, you don't matter, triggering defensiveness. Respect transforms rejection into something bearable. Terry Dobson witnessed this on a Tokyo train when a belligerent drunk threatened passengers. As Terry prepared to intervene with force, an elderly man spoke warmly. "Come over here and talk with me." He asked about the drunk's drinking and life with genuine interest. Within minutes, the violent man was sobbing about his lost job and dead wife, his head in the old man's lap. The transformation happened because the elderly man saw a suffering human, not a problem. Respect begins with self-respect. Paying attention to your own emotions creates space to genuinely see others. This fundamental respect isn't earned, it's given to all humans. The simplest way to show it, attentive listening, truly hearing what others communicate, and understanding their interests. Acknowledgement goes further, recognizing the other person as a fellow human with legitimate needs. This doesn't mean agreeing. It means treating them as a somebody rather than a nobody. When Bob Iger became Disney CEO, he inherited a shareholders' revolt led by Roy Disney. Rather than dismissing Roy's concerns, Bob personally met with him, acknowledged his contributions, and affirmed his value. The revolt ended through respect, not force. A positive no follows three beats: affirmation, yes, boundary, no, and proposal, yes. When declining a speaking invitation, "It's wonderful to hear from you, and I'm glad to hear about your center's valuable work. For family reasons, I'm not taking on additional commitments right now. Next year, if you're still interested, I'd be happy to consider it." Beginning with yes sets up your no for success. When an Air Force cadet left the academy, he explained, "I came here to prepare for the life I want to lead. I've realized this path won't get me there." His heartfelt explanation transformed potential judgment into respect. Avoid accusatory you statements that trigger defensiveness. Instead of, "Your team took too long," say, "The product got delayed as a result of the many changes." Use I statements. "When situation X happens, I feel Y because I want Z." This makes your no harder to challenge because you're reporting experience, not making accusations. No is the essential boundary-setting word. Every living cell has a membrane that allows nutrients in while repelling threats. Without this barrier, the cell dies. Similarly, without no, you cannot maintain identity or protect what you value. A positive no flows from your deeper yes, drawing a clean line without aggression. Several phrases deliver your no gracefully. The simplest, no, or no thanks. Direct, yet respectful. Frame your no as policy. "I have a policy of not mixing business with friendship," to signal resolve while depersonalizing rejection. "I have plans," affirms priorities without detailed explanations. For inappropriate behaviors, be immediate and clear. Stop or no. The third essential part of a positive no is a yes that invites a positive outcome. As you close one door with your no, you open another with your second yes. This is the most overlooked aspect. People state what they won't do, but fail to say what they will do. During the civil rights movement, Diane Nash asked Mayor Ben West, "Do you feel it's wrong to discriminate against a person solely on the basis of their race or color?" He answered, "Yes." This simple question, inviting a yes after others had only confronted him with no, helped shift the entire conversation toward desegregation. When saying no to demands, offer alternatives. What about another option instead? Harness creativity to generate both and solutions addressing everyone's core needs. When saying no to behavior, be clear about desired change. One woman complained to her husband about working late. He responded by signing up for golf. A constructive request should be clear, feasible, positively framed, and respectful. End your no on a positive note to strengthen relationships. "Thank you, but we don't take phone solicitations. Have a good day." Express confidence in future possibilities. "I appreciate your thinking of me, but my current commitments prevent me from serving. I hope we'll have other chances to work together." After delivering your positive no, you face the challenge of following through. People naturally move through emotional stages when confronted with no. Avoidance, denial, anxiety, anger, bargaining, sadness, and finally acceptance. Understanding these stages helps you guide others toward acceptance without wavering. The moment after delivering your no is when you're most vulnerable, feeling guilty or fearing the other's reaction. The Challenger disaster provides a tragic example. Engineers recommended against launch due to O-ring concerns, but when NASA officials expressed displeasure, managers reversed their no to yes. 7 astronauts died. When facing strong reactions, listen respectfully, but watch out for guilt. You're not responsible for their reaction. When someone refuses to respect your no, underscore it patiently and persistently. Emily Wilson, housekeeper for economist John Kenneth Galbraith, demonstrated remarkable persistence when President Johnson called demanding to speak with Galbraith during his nap. Despite presidential pressure, she firmly maintained, "I work for Mr. Galbraith, not for you." Her consistency impressed Johnson so much, he later told Galbraith he wanted her working for him. Having a simple anchor phrase helps maintain your no when pressure mounts. "This doesn't work for me." "No thanks," or "I'm not comfortable doing that." If repetition fails, educate about consequences through questions. What will happen if we cannot reach agreement? If warnings fail, implement your plan B without wavering, but with respect and even regret, not anger. The positive no unites language's two most fundamental words. Today's problem, we've divorced our yeses from our noes. Yes without no is appeasement, while no without yes is war. Yes without no destroys self-satisfaction, while no without yes destroys relationships. We need both together. Yes for community and connection, no for individuality and protection. Yes for peace, no for justice. Even a hotel's no smoking sign demonstrates this structure. Affirming the underlying yes to accommodate the pleasure of all our guests, stating the no matter-of-factly, "This is a non-smoking room," offering a constructive yes, "Smoke in our smoking room or the great outdoors," and ending with respect, "Thank you." Saying no positively is a gift to yourself, creating time and space for what matters, protecting what you value, and changing situations while maintaining relationships. It's also a gift to others, who often prefer clarity over continued indecision. A positive no can bring you closer in more authentic relationships, as speaking your truth prevents unspoken issues from creating distance. In a world that constantly demands more, the positive no is an act of reclamation. It's the bridge between self-betrayal and isolation, between accommodation and attack. Every time you say a positive no, you're not just protecting a boundary, you're building a world where integrity and dignity coexist with mutual respect.